The Ghana Health Service says it has revised its notes on how to make life easier for adolescents. The service has, in this revision, intensified information flow to teenagers on sexual reproductive health. The Director General of the service, Dr. Ebenezer Apiadintra, told newsmen in Accra that the commitment has become necessary because the fertility rate among adolescents has increased, with many more adolescents becoming gullible as far as sexual reproductive health is concerned, Ritam Pabinteta reports.
The rights of education and the right to correct information on sexual reproductive health have been the cause of many teenage pregnancies in the country. Most of the time, when adolescents lack these requisite information, they fall to the dangers associated with sexual health. At a media seminar, it was revealed that the only way to reduce the trend is to provide family planning education to all sexually active individuals, since 16% of abortions among adolescents ranges between 15 to 19 years. Again, 3 out of 5 pregnancies are unplanned among adolescents. The Director General of the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Ebenezer Apiadintra, is of the view that this is a worrying trend and the service cannot remain unconcerned. He called on families, parents, churches and schools to show concern to adolescent sexual reproductive health.
It's very crucial. How can you grow up, you want to learn a trade, you want to go to school, and you don't know about your own body? You should understand the future of your body, that your body will change, that there will be contours, your face, there will be, what do you call it, your muscles will grow. And you should also understand that the time will come where your feeling for the opposite sex will be stronger. These are certain basic things which you need to understand. There used to be a book, Courtesy for Boys and Girls. I like that book. It tells you that when you are staying with a boy or a lady in a room, make sure the doors are open.
The engagement with the media on adolescent sexual reproductive health is to encourage journalists to put out the right information to the public on the subject. Dr. Edward Enchi is with the Family Health Division of the Ghana Health Service.
The essence of this training is to empower the media and the journalists with information on adolescent health, so that you can also help educate both the adolescents, the youth, and society at large. And the overall aim is to get our youth to make healthy choices, because this is a very important stage in their life.
According to a national survey conducted by the Ghana Health Service, sexually active persons do not prefer to use contraceptives. For instance, 1 out of 5 married women frowns on family planning methods, yet 1 in 3 wants to delay pregnancy and space birth but do not use contraceptives. The Ghana Health Service says one of the strategies that policymakers can consider to reduce the country's economic and population challenge is by enforcing family planning policies at all levels. A 20-minute documentary was premiered to give insight to journalists on the current adolescent sexual health situation in Ghana. Rita Mpabintete reporting for Radio Ghana.